Thanks, Helen. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 19th of September. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low 200 miles west of Rockall, 995. Expected Rockall 1009 by midnight tonight. Low Rockall, 990, losing its identity by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cera, south at Cera, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, southwest, veering northwest later 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, south or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland. Southeast, becoming variable, then southwest later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Plymouth, southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in west 3 to 5. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwest, veering west or northwest later 4 to 6. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, South Rockall. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time, then becoming north 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming north 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northeast becoming cyclonic, then north later 5 to 7. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west southwest, 5. Recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Stornoway, south southeast, 3. Drizzle, 5 miles, 1003, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southeast, southwest, 2, 15 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Lucas, northwest by north, 1, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south, 3, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 2, 5 miles, 1021. Jersey, southeast, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1019, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 5 miles, 1019. Scilly Automatic, south, 5, 4 miles, 1017, falling. Valentia, south, 2, slight showers, 6 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south, southwest, 5, rain, 3 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,008, rising. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, the 19th of September. The general situation, complex areas of low pressure lie to the north and west of the United Kingdom. This maintains the unsettled weather across northern and western parts, with strong winds here at times. On Saturday, a developing area of low pressure will cross England and Wales, bringing rain, thundery showers and a risk of gales to some southern and western coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in northwest. Occasional rain or showers, mainly in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest, veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, veering west or northwest later 3 to 5. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northerly later in north 3 to 5. Rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, backing southerly for a time 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly, but becoming variable at times 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast, veering southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in west, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west. Rain at times in west, good occasionally moderate later in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west. Occasional drizzle, rain later, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwest 3 to 5, veering west 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain in south, showers later in far north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in south, increasing 7 at times in north, veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, then veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southerly 3 or 4, veering southwesterly, then veering northerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in north and west. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Catherine D'Souza.
Good morning. On this day in 1893, New Zealand became the first country to grant national voting rights to all women. Until then, half the adult population was excluded from having a voice in such an important decision-making process. New Zealand became a trailblazer, and its bold move opened the way for many other nations to follow. Moments like this remind us of the power of inclusion. To be recognised, valued, and given equal standing is not only a matter of justice, it also reflects God's own heart. We see this clearly on the day of Pentecost. As the Holy Spirit was poured out, Peter stood before the crowd and quoted the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I'll pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. This was a radical declaration. In God's kingdom, age, gender, or status don't limit the Spirit's work. Sons and daughters, young and old, all are invited to participate in God's mission. The outpouring of the Spirit was not for the select few, but for all of God's people. Just as the suffragists of New Zealand opened the door for women's voices to be heard in society, Pentecost reminds us that God has already opened the door wide in his kingdom. No one is overlooked. Every voice matters, and every life has purpose. Thank you, Lord, that you love both your daughters and your sons, and that your call and care extend to women and men, young and old alike. Help us to honour the gifts of others and to live in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Reverend Catherine D'Souza. Now on Radio 4 Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, the enablers tackling the shortage of rural housing.
Ultimately, it's about bringing forward small-scale affordable housing to our communities. And by working with social landlords, that's another opportunity then to make sure that the right type of housing gets developed, be it new developments or retrofits, refurbished premises, to make sure that there is affordable housing available for local families and individuals.
More on that later. Let's start, though, with our complex food system.